So the premise was locals think it's new homeowners who are buying homes in order to strictly make them a for-profit short-term rental. And that's not what you're finding?
Our initial findings are that in Aspen and Snowmass, these communities that had a large glut of tourist-centered housing because they were resort communities already before the rise of Airbnb, we haven't seen a loss there. For what we're seeing is that most of the sites that are posted were already lodges to begin with. And so we're not seeing that. But we have not yet come to that full conclusion down valley. We still need to dig into Basalt and a couple other places and really see if these effects are being pushed down valley.
Are you looking at any other effects, how the tourism industry might affect other costs of living, quality of life for those who are here?
It's mostly housing availability, but with housing availability comes cost of living and all those other issues. For instance, we found in Basalt that, at least according to a 2008 report, and these numbers may be a little bit old, job growth was around 93% from 2000 to 2008, whereas lodging increased only about 40-some percent. And so really, lodging is not keeping up with the amount of people that Basalt and the Valley in general are bringing into town.
So one aspect is this data mining, and you said your aspect is a little more social, like talking to the community.
Right.
Who are you talking to, and what are you learning just from Valley residents?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm actually living in employee housing right now. So I've gotten to meet a lot of seasonal staff. Some of them are actually full-time workers, but they have to be in seasonal housing because there just isn't enough. It's pretty amazing just to experience that level. I live with 28 other people and there is one kitchen. Having that experience has been awesome for me because I can now have that perspective writing up our final white paper. These are what people live with in order to be here in this place. I think everybody that I've talked to has several jobs or works one job constantly. That's just an incredible thing.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Joe Stein is a master's student at CU Boulder. He's in Aspen this summer studying the effects of the short-term rental market on our housing supply. We continue our conversation with Joe later in the program. I'm Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.
Carbondale started taxing Airbnb. Would we see more policies like that, or how does that fit in with your research?
Yeah, I think that the key policy that a lot of towns need, whether or not they choose to regulate a little more strictly, is something to enforce their tax policy. A lot of towns have this requirement that Airbnbs and VRBOs have to collect and remit taxes and have to be registered, have to have a business license or a sales tax license. And there's really no enforcement scheme right now. So the requirement, and Aspen's thinking about this, Carbondale just did this, so it's definitely in the works. But what we need is an ordinance that requires that business license or sales tax license to be posted along with the Airbnb posting so that town officials can go in and say, okay, all units in this town are supposed to have this license. Any of them that don't, we can shut them down or get them registered.
Among all the people you're checking in with, are any of them the people who own the homes that are being rented out?
Yeah, that's something that we're trying to hear from people. So, you know, this would be an opportunity where maybe your listeners could come in. We'd like to hear from people who are operating Airbnbs and hear the positive side of things, of course. One thing that we heard talking to Jay Harrington, the town manager of Carbondale, they had a lot of people come forward and say, actually, the fact that I'm allowed to operate this Airbnb allows me to afford to stay in this community and really is sort of the opposite of what the perception is, right? So that's something that is really interesting, I think.
Are you looking to see if any of these are affordable housing units, you're not allowed to rent out?
That is another perception that a lot of people have here, is that employee housing is largely being used, you know, illegally to rent out, like people are renting out their couch or whatever. We haven't found that, but that being said, it's very difficult to determine that. The way that deed-restricted housing works here is that often there will be like 3 units within a larger complex of 40, and on Airbnb, the unit number won't be listed, and so you don't know which apartment that is. I think that a lot of people assume that hotels and Airbnb are sort of in conflict, but what we've found is that hotels are actually starting to use sites like Airbnb and VRBO to fill their unfilled rooms.
Then at the very end, where could this lead us?
There are a lot of registration options. I mean, there's so many ways to regulate and tax and keep these units in check, from the extreme banning secondary homes, as in Boulder and Denver, to not really doing much, like Vail is doing.
I mean, the objective of putting in any regulation, I would think, well, first of all, to capitalize on the tax that's owed, and then second, to provide housing. I mean, I would think those taxes would have to be really, really high for someone to ultimately pull their house off the short-term market.
Correct. There's a study that was done on the East Coast, and they looked at 14, I think, cities across the nation, and they found that less than 20% of people reported that their choice would be changed if they were required to pay a tax.
And probably regulation alone will not create housing in the valley. We also have to find other new development or other
right.
places.
Whether or not Airbnb and VRBO are contributing to this phenomenon, there's a lack of housing, lack of full-time housing throughout the valley. And so it's a serious problem. And, you know, of course, that drives up the costs of livability here in town. And it just limits the people that can be here, according to money, which is, you know, maybe not something you want.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Joe Stein is a master's student at CU Boulder. He's in Aspen this summer studying the effects of the short-term rental market on our housing supply. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.